And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 Studios. It's our annual pre-Fred Hall Long Beach show with Bart Hall live from the Long Beach Convention Center and John Ireland live from the Mighty 1090 Studios from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. Going to be a great show, a tradition with many years in the making. Yeah. You stay tuned, Southern California's sport fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. You were right, man. I started thinking about that. This is a long-running tradition, and it would not be the same going into the Fred Hall shows without a couple of great buds talking fishing and talking Fred Hall shows today.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Bart Hall.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Hey, great. Morning, Mark. I know you're live from the Long Beach Convention Center getting ready for the big event, and John Ireland's here in the Mighty 1090 studio. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, John.
Hello, Rick. Hi, Bart.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. Looking forward to coming up to the show.
So am I.
This is our annual event, and we always do this just pre-Fred Hall Long Beach. How's it all going, Bart?
Well, you know, the show is so enormous, and our staff is so small, that every year at this time we say we don't think we can get it done. I think we have. You know, we're going to – now comes the technical part of loading everything in, and it has 1,000 booths and hundreds of boats, and there's a lot that can go wrong between now and then. But we're really looking forward to getting started, and soon we're going to have – soon we're going to start laying it out.
Did you say 1,000 booths?
Yeah, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, holy mackerel. That's a lot of booths.
You know, this is the world's largest sport fishing show, one of the premier boat shows in the United States, and an internationally known hunting and fishing travel show. And, you know, we take it for granted here in Southern California, but there is nothing like this anywhere else in the world. So I've been to most of them. I haven't been to the one in Osaka, which I hear is pretty good. But even that, they say, doesn't compare to Long Beach. So it's a very, very unique, 73 years old, and, you know, I cherish it. I hope everybody else does.
73 years old? You believe that? Wow, that's amazing. Well, we're very excited, and I know, John, you're excited about the Rancho Lanier booth, which is right behind the Let's Talk Hookup booth, which is kind of always fun.
Same place we've been for the last 15 years. Yeah, we really look forward to coming to the show, and, you know, it's a rite of passage. You know, it's amazing every year how quickly it comes around. But for us, it's a major part of our marketing, and it gives us an opportunity to see all our new guests and return guests, and it's socially you get to see everybody in the business.
Yep.
There. Yeah. Literally everybody in the business is there. So if you want to mingle with the fishing industry, that's the place to do it. So, you know, Frank Lopresti's there.
All the key guys.
All the big hitters.
Everybody.
Pete and Rick.
Yeah, even Tim Ekstrom's taken off the trip, the Mazatlan trip, to be there for the Royal Star. I mean, all the captains are there. And
Jack Nielsen from Accurate.
There. Yeah, everybody's
everybody.
There.
Everybody, yeah, that's it.
And I really look forward to it, you know, socially as much as business-wise. So thank you, Bart.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the problem is we have 2 hours in front of us now, a little less. And there is no way that I'm going to be able to describe everything that's going on in the next 2 hours.
So what about what's new in the show? Can you tell us what's new and exciting that people have been to Fred Hall Long Beach before are going to see that's new and exciting?
Yes, we have something very new and very unique to the Western United States. Matter of fact, I've never heard of this being done anywhere. Neither have the factories that we've been working with. But you know, many years ago, I tried to get Marine Electronics into Long Beach, and I went with all the local dealers, and I said, hey, come on, we've got all the fishermen here. We got everybody who owns a fishing boat comes to this show. Let's have a Marine Electronics section. And we could never get it to work. The local dealers were not interested. Then, you know, when we were doing our show up in San Francisco a decade ago, we came across a company called Johnson Hicks Marine, and they're in Santa Cruz, and they said, well, could we come down to your Long Beach show? And we said, well, yeah, but your store is so far away. Well, how's that going to work? We'll want to try it. Let's see what happens. Well, here we are. We're more than 10 years with them now here down in Southern California. They're the number one marine electronics presence in the area. They have service technicians down here. They sell more product. They install more product than anybody. They're going to have – we've had a big presence for many years with them at Long Beach, but this one is going to be the biggest one ever seen anywhere that we know of, and we're going to be doing – we devoted a whole seminar room upstairs to marine electronics, and we've got Furuno and Garmin and Raymarine and Ghost and FLIR and Lowrance and NobleTech, and I'm sure I've forgotten someone, and they're going to get mad at me, but, you know, it's amazing – what came together here. So this is going to be very unique. And if you want to learn about what to do with marine electronics, or you want to learn how to use your marine electronics better, these hourly seminars for the 5 days of Long Beach are going to be fantastic.
You know, speaking of marine electronics, you know, we're very closely associated with Simrad, Navico company, and Scott,
that's the one I forgot, of course.
Yeah, that, of course, which is the best stuff. Scott Nagel, who's the local rep and our good friend, told me that Simrad's going to be doing a big push with Sirius Satellite Weather.
So cool.
Which is really cool. So, which is an amazing thing that you can put right on your unit there. So watch for that. The other thing, too, is I just had some work done on my Simrad. I put some new Simrad electronics on field research this past week, and Tito Perez from Titus Marine, who used to be the Simrad rep here, the most knowledgeable guy I've ever seen in marine electronics, now has a company called Titus Marine. He does marine electronics installation. He's going to be hanging out at the Johnson Hicks booth.
Oh, nice.
And talking Simrad there with people, and if you need installation
on
stuff.
Yeah, how nice to be able to talk to a pro installer.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I mean, Tito is the man. If you're going to have marine electronics installed in your boat, you call Tito. He's the guy. He's the guy. He just did it on my boat. I can tell you firsthand. Pretty awesome. But just all that, all the marine electronics, and I know Joe from Johnson Hicks, really fantastic guy, and they do a good job.
Well, I got this.
And Simrad was the, you know, how can I forget? Because they're the ones who were most helpful to me, getting me the information I wanted and the pictures I wanted. They've been great.
Yeah.
So I got to see a preview of that Sirius XM, you know, weather update install. One, in addition to being able to get up-to-date weather, you know, see storms, things like that, the biggest thing is they'll have, you know, constantly updated sea surface temperature charts that display right on your screen. So, you know, now instead of having a chart and determining, you know, where you are and where you need to go to get to it, you can literally watch, you know, the icon of your boat driving into the hot water and, you know,
find the edge.
You know, effortless finding temperature edges. And that is going to be such a game changer.
It overlays right onto your radar or your chart plotter.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll literally be able to, as you're driving out, like, hey, look at that. There's a big bubble of warm water on the 302. Let's head that way, you know, and you'll watch yourself drive right onto the edges of it. It's going to be so cool. I can't wait for that.
So look for that. Well, a special push in the Simrad booth with that series.
Well, the very first seminar in Long Beach on marine electronics on Wednesday is Simrad. Come see what we see below the surface in Southern California.
That's cool.
Oh, that's all right. That's what it is. All right, that's cool. What else are we looking forward to, Bart?
Well, we're going to have a great seminar lineup this year. You know, some of our regulars that all of us are familiar with Steve Carson and with Don Hansen and Bill Varney, of course, and everybody that Bill Cavanaugh and you know, if I keep doing this, I'm going to offend somebody because I leave them out.
Yeah.
But we've got a couple of great ones. Maui Jim is bringing a Paul Hebert out from Wicatuna. Paul's such a trip. He's more fun than information, but it's a great seminar. He'll be at the Accurate Seminar stage Thursday through Sunday. And then they're bringing on another guy called Andy Mill. And Andy will be at the Mammoth Lake Seminar stage. And Andy will be talking about how to properly pull on a fish. He's a former Olympic skier who's then spent 20 years as an analyst on CBS, ABC, ESPN for all skiing events. But he's a passionate fisherman his whole life. He's an expert on trout and tarpon, but he's really an expert on how to properly put the right pressure on a fish. And I've talked to other good fishermen who've seen this seminar, and they say, you've got to see this guy talk. He's really good.
And Andy is such a gentleman, too. I've had occasion to hang out with him, and he's such a neat guy. We're going to have him at our live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency Long Beach. Saturday, he'll be on the show with a part of our panel on Saturday at the Hyatt Regency. And then Sunday, Paul Hebert will be part of our panel on the live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency. So both those guys and Maui Jim will be involved in that. So the seminar list is unbelievable. And, of course, you can get that at fredhall.com, right? You can see it all.
Yes, or Western Outdoor News.
Yeah, Western Outdoor News had, by the way, Western Outdoor News this week had pretty fantastic list. All the seminars enlisted in there and such like that. But I especially liked section, what was it, page page 33S. That was the front page there with Rick and myself on the front page there. That was really good. It was an article. Thanks to Western Outdoor News, an article about our live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency there for sure. And also the front page of the paper with Dale Hightower, our buddy from Seaguar and
nice
Nomad,
Wahoo,
showing off that Wahoo on the DTX Minnow. That's the hot new trolling lure. The other thing, too, is we are going to have Damon Olson from Nomad Lures. He's coming here from Australia.
That's so cool.
And he's going to be in the Nomad booth and then be on our show on Sunday morning with Paul Hebert. So we're going to have the East Coast guy and the Australian guy on Sunday morning on Let's Talk Hookup. How about that, huh? And, John, you'll be there, too, doing your live report, right?
My live report, I believe that's the first day, daylight savings time normally.
It is. Yes, it is.
All right.
So we get to go an hour earlier. And, by the way, Bart, thank you for the article in the show special there, too. I appreciate your
You know how we feel about your place, John. I mean, for me, it's the only, it's my favorite place. My favorite warm water destination on the planet.
Thanks,
Bart. Not just Mexico.
But you got to make arrangements. We just had a boat go out yesterday, our first boat. It went out at 10 a.m. right out the front. It was El Jefe out of the marina. Came back in at 1. And they took out Alfredo Porras, who's our federal congressman. And they caught a nice yellowtail. Looked like it was 30 pounds plus. A big amberjack, cabrilla, and grouper. Everybody caught a fish there, like 8 fish on the boat, and they had 3 hours.
A
couple hours.
I mean, and quality fish, just right off the bump there, right in front of the marina.
And you just opened the ranch back up after a couple months of you did a lot of work on the ranch over the winter, right?
We really did. Yeah, some you can't see. We spent $120,000 redoing all the electrical in the whole hotel. But we put a new roof on room 7 through 12. We put in 10 new bathrooms in the bungalows.
Wow.
A new gym, landscaping.
No kidding.
I think what else I
spent a lot of money on the ranch this year.
You know,
just
when
upgrades.
When we close, that's the fun part. I love the ranch and everything, and it's my baby, like someone's boat, I think, I would guess. You know, so I'm improving it and fine-tuning. It's great stuff for me. I love it.
And you were saying that bookings are way up this year. So, Bart, you better make your reservations.
Yeah, that's an odd cool thing.
We always do that at the Fred Hall Show. That's our tradition. So we hope that everyone else does, too. So.
And we got to let you know, we have a lot of early bookings this year for whatever reason. And last year, you know, the good fishing up here kind of affected us a little bit, so... I'm guessing everybody's predicting it's not going to be as good up here this year.
Yeah, no, wait a minute here. How good was it?
I'm just kidding.
Was it in the East Cape last year?
That's unbelievable. That's what's ironic is probably our best fishing year in 20 years last year, and the fishing was so darn good up here.
Yeah.
It kind of got lost and went by the wayside, but the fishing was extraordinary. A lot of yellowtail.
I got a story to tell you about that. When I was down there last year, John, I got on the boat, and the skipper, you know, who was my favorite, says, you guys want to catch some tuna? And we all went, no.
No. And you know, it's interesting because normally that is the fish that everybody wants, but tuna everywhere, up here and down there. But it was by far our best yellowfin year that I can think of. Throughout the year, there were schools of yellowfin inside and outside.
Pretty awesome. And, Bart, but your favorite target is that rooster fish, right?
Well, it has been for my whole life, you know, and 2 years ago now I got one which was pretty darn big, and the skipper said it was the largest one he'd ever seen in the Sea of Cortez. And since then, I'm kind of like, you know what, that's okay. I'm okay now. I don't have to be obsessed with the big rooster anymore. It's made it a lot easier for me down there.
You can see that picture in Western Outdoor News. It's an amazing fish.
You know, and that's an interesting part of the East Cape, you know, that you don't get over in Cabo, and on the other side is the fishing on the bottom and the game fish. And it's always good, you know, if the pelagics aren't running and marlin or tuna or whatever, you can always go inside and work the bottom and always catch fish. Yeah. And quality fish down there.
Well, there's a picture in Western Outdoor News of my son Travis holding a fish that what the Mexicans called it one thing, but Frank Lopresti was down there, and he saw that, and he said it was an olive grouper, and it was one of the best tasting fish we ever ate. and it was big and hard to, you know, very deep, and it was fun.
Frank's a wealth of information. You know, the Chili Willies are, I found out, are tube mackerel.
Tube mackerel. That's what the long range guys
prime,
call them.
Yeah, and that's the prime bait, you know, to get the big yellowfin.
Yeah, well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with John Ireland, a lot to talk about with Bart Hall. I mean, it's going to be a fast 2 hours here, guys.
It always is. It's so much fun and one of my most favorite days because this kicks it off. It's showtime, man, and we're really excited, and we're excited to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning and have an opportunity to talk to Bart, talk to John about going to the best show on earth and visiting the best place on earth, we want to hear from you. Two ways you can do that. Again, it's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all kinds of fishing, talking all kinds of fun, talking East Cape, we are also giving away so many prizes today at the end of the show. Again, four lucky winners at the end of the show today are each going to win a pair of tickets to your choice of shows, whether you'd like to go to the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach coming up this Wednesday, or you want to go to the Del Mar Show, your choice. Four lucky winners at the end of the show are each going to win a pair of tickets. How cool is that? Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number, or toll-free, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. If it's Daiwa reels you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing has them all, including Lexa, Saltist, and Seagate. And when you buy a Daiwa saltwater reel, you'll get a free gift. Let the crew at Fisherman's Landing Tackle help you select the perfect Daiwa reel and get you the best price, too. Come visit the most spectacular booth in our history, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. Yeah, it just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-AHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Bart Hall is live from the Long Beach Convention Center, and let's talk about the weather, Bart. How does that affect what's going to happen in Long Beach?
Well, we're going to get wet.
Yeah. I know there's some activities outside, but most of those activities will be undercover, right?
No. The Mammoth Lakes in Berkeley Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, where over 1.5 million kids have fished in the last 73 years.
Wow.
Is going to be covered. And so, you know, even though while you're standing in line, you better have an umbrella or a hood. We'll still be able to fish out there.
Okay.
Then, of course, you have the deep blue dive pool out there. And I guess it doesn't matter if you get wet.
Yeah, you're going to be wet anyway, right?
Scuba lessing, so that should be okay.
Yeah.
Next to that, we have a new little off-road section that we're doing. It's kind of a preview of what we're going to be doing in 2020. And then, of course, you have the ultimate air dogs. They're jumping into water. You're going to have to watch them get wet. And the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, and they're log rolling in water. So
it'll all work. Just bring a rain jacket and an umbrella, and you can sit in the stands, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and down at the lagoon, you know, Hobie is giving test drives on their Mirage Drive Pro Anchor kayaks and other models as well. And, of course, Daiwa is doing casting down there as well as Shimano and Avet. And so that will be intermittent. The rain isn't going to be continuous. It's going to be on and off. So that'll continue to go on. And one of the things I want to talk about, because I'll forget if we keep going on, is when you're down there test driving your Hobie kayak, there's a thing we're doing called show up and blow up. We're doing it both here and in Del Mar, down in Ron Lane's booth when we get to Del Mar. But we're doing it down at Lagoon in Long Beach. And if you can inflate a Hobie I-11S inflatable kayak in the shortest amount of time between the two shows, you're going to win that kayak.
That's so rad.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's Ron Lane's brainchild. He always talks about that I-11 show up and blow up because it fits in a beautiful package there. And
that changes everything. Before, to have a quality kayak, you got to have a truck or a rack on the top of your car.
Right.
But now you put this inflatable in your trunk. You get to where you're going, you inflate it in 3 minutes, and it has the same quality as a hard body kayak. It's amazing.
Yeah, think about rolling around Baja.
Yeah,
how much space you save and all that. You just have it with you no matter what, the places that you can access.
And they're amazingly stable, too. It's pretty unreal. So, you know, the outdoor activities, rain or shine, that's good news. Now, you know, our friend, you talked about boats, and our friend Kevin from West Coast Marine will have all his Parker boats, Yamaha outboards there. Have you ever figured out how many boats between the convention center, between the middle section where Anglers Marine is and in the arena, how many boats there are at the Long Beach show?
Well, the problem is the dealers bring a different amount each year. They buy a certain amount of space, but they fill it up differently. So I don't know, but it's several hundred.
Several hundred.
Yeah,
you know, it's one of the premier, you know, the funny thing is, you know this, Pete, because you've been around a long time, that, you know, in the sports arena, we used to have casting ponds and all kinds of stuff and boats around the outside. We just didn't have a lot of boats. And over the years, we became a more and more important boat show. And then when the recession hit and all the other boat shows kind of went away, you know, Long Beach became, you know, the premier boat show in the Los Angeles area. And so we're continuing to keep that tradition going. We have everything in there. We have high-performance boats. We have pontoon boats, deck boats. We have cruisers. We have every fishing boat that we use in the Southern California area will be either there or in the main part, because we can't fit all the boats in the sports arena. We have several new customers this year. We have boats over by the Accurate Main Seminar stage. That's all full of boats. So this year I will go count everyone, I promise you. So I'll be able to tell you. By the time we get to San Diego, I'll be able to tell you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, that is an amazing sight. And, you know, we talked to Berkeley at Seakeeper yesterday. They're going to be doing those Seakeeper demos right across the street over at Pierpoint Landing. You just go to the Seakeeper booth and you sign up for a free demo ride and go take a ride and be amazed on their Seakeeper demo boat, which is a free deal. That's going to be a nice program.
And that's easy to get to, too, because what you do is you go up the escalator on the Pine Street entrance over by Shock Marine and Tilly's Marine over there. You go up that escalator, and that's where the Marine Electronics Seminars is up there also. But then you just go, get your hand stamped, go out the door and walk across the bridge that goes over Shoreline Drive. You go down the stairs. You're at the harbor down there, and then you just walk over to where Seakeeper is and take your test drive and then walk back to the show.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Perfect.
I'm excited.
Well, hey, the phones are packed. They want to talk to John. They want to talk to Bart. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off this morning with Kenny? He's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens this morning. Kenny, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Great.
Buenos dias, Kenny.
We been going to Long Beach for quite some time. Got my kids going. I got the grandkids going. Been to San Diego, Del Mar shows, checking it out. I like those too. Just was curious. Never been to Bakersfield. What's a little difference over there at Bakersfield?
Well, thanks. That's a good question. We bought the Bakersfield show 3 years ago. It had been around for at that time 39 years, and it was more of a fair type event. Was a lot of work, hard work from Mike Lum. We put together a nice little fishing event up there. We used three big buildings, a Quonset Hut type building at the Kern County Fairgrounds. One of them has now been turned into the fishing hall. And we have seminars there. We have the 805 Akuma bass tank up there. We have the Accurate Main Seminar stage. And that's entirely fishing. Then we've reached out to all the boat dealers in the region up there, all the way up to Madera and Fresno. They've all come down, and we've got more boats on display than they've ever seen in the Central Coast before. We have a decent little hunting section, not huge, but there's some quality outfitters and things going on up there. But the main difference between the other shows and that one is that it's one of the best RV shows in the Western United States. We'll have over 400 RVs on display at that show.
Wow.
It's amazing. And we have other things up there. We have the Baco sand drag. So we have continuous racing with the sand drags. And this year we're having the dirt track, oval dirt track motorcycle racing. And we have Saturday we have the Super Cruise car show. So it's a real reflection of the Bakersfield community. You know, I'm not sure all that would translate to Long Beach, but it certainly works up there, and it's a fun event.
Yeah.
My family thinks it's one of the most fun events because they like going through all the 400 RVs. You know?
Oh, yeah. How fun is that? And of course, John Ireland, Rancho Leonero will be represented up there, right?
Absolutely.
Phil will be up there.
Absolutely.
Talking Rancho Leonero.
And it's been a good show for us, Bart. It really has.
Yeah. And we have a lot of listeners up there because
Absolutely.
Of our app and our streaming up there. There's a lot of fishermen in Bakersfield. So, indeed, it'd be a good event for sure. Hey, Kenny, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Mario. He's calling from Rancho Cucamonga. What's up, Mario? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I always look forward to the show with John Ireland and Rancho Leonero. Just thinking about taking the wife to Rancho Leonero, and I was wondering, other than fishing, what other kind of activities do you think would be fun for her to participate in?
Well, you know, there's lots to do around the ranch. Pretty much everything is water-related. The big deal now is a lot of people are renting ATVs. They've got you've got the regular quads, and then they've got the Rhino, the larger ones, and people are up and down the beaches and in the watchers and everywhere. And that's become very, very popular, and you'll see people come down, and if they're coming down for 4 or 5 days, they'll fish 2 days, and then they'll take off on an ATV and go have a little picnic or whatever. It's one of the few places in the world that you can actually wander around.
Yep.
And those people, you know, the beach is great and all that, but there's huge washes running up back into the Sierra Lagunas back behind us. And it's just fun stuff to run away. I'm up there fiddling around myself.
Oh, I love the ATV riding. Yeah, it's really fun.
It's a good option. Mostly everything is water-related. You know, we've got kayaks, and the snorkeling right off the front of the hotel is just next to none.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. Excellent. And there's always other wives and women around. If you're out fishing and she's a fishing widow, there's always lots of other women around fishing widows as well that are hanging by the pool. Time goes by fast at the ranch, and the location's a lot of it. It's just a really nice spot to hang out.
I was going to say, that's the big thing, is there's just not a better place in the world than to swing in a hammock and have the Sea of Cortez and get a cold margarita and read a book. I mean, there's just... It's the nicest place in the world to let time go by.
It really is. That location is really special. That's old Punta Soledad. We're right on the point there and sticking out into the water. And that reef in front with that clear oak, it's exceptional.
It is exceptional.
I'm a lucky guy.
Plenty to do.
Spot.
She will not be bored. When we come in from fishing, a lot of times I won't even go out of the boat. I'll just hang out and run up and down on the quad, go rent a paddleboard or a kayak and paddle around.
Right, horseback
snorkel.
Horseback riding.
And you can always go into Los Barriles, which there's a little bit of shopping going on in there. Plenty of restaurants now.
It's changed. It's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it is.
And actually, we've got a big hotel going in south of us, and in about a year, it'll be worth going in there and wandering around. We have a big Four Seasons coming. And then an Aman and a Soho.
Wow.
All in that same area.
How far? That's what, 5 miles down the beach?
Yeah, no, about 2.5.
2.5 miles.
Yeah. The good news is none of those guys fish, so we won't have any fishing.
Yeah, that's good.
So let's put it this
way. They're all tree huggers.
Mario, I definitely don't get to go down there without bringing Dallas anymore. Like, there's no way of going down there without, like, same deal. It's her favorite place in the world to be. It's awesome.
It is. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Yeah, thank you, Mario.
I look forward to seeing you at the show.
Hey, to see you.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a 5-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa. Fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. We have the most complete selection of Penn reels in our massive booth, including the Penn Fathom and the redesigned Penn International. That's Penn reels and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm honored to tell you about the 73rd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 6th to the 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center. I am proud of our 73-year-old history and amazed that the little show my father produced at Gilmore Stadium in 1946 could have grown into the 2019 version of the Fred Hall Show. It has become the world's largest and most exciting sport fishing show, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. We'll entertain you all day with nearly 1,000 booths, over 400 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. Kids 15 and under are always free. But the Fred Hall shows also strive to help preserve the outdoor recreation lifestyle that so many of us cherish. You can help by supporting the Coastal Conservation Association of California. And when you do, you'll get in free. Join us and celebrate the passion for outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 6th to the 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Check us out at fredhall.com.
Time to talk about great things from Shimano. You heard it yesterday if you listened to the show. If you didn't miss it, it's going to be Fred Hall Show Specials at Shimano, of all places, right?
That's the thing. I mean, you just don't see that product go on discount. You don't see it go on all those added bonuses that are happening. And it's happening at Fred Hall. I can't wait for it. It's going to be huge. The one that blew me away yesterday was that when he was talking about the bass reels. The Corrado DC coming with a free Corrado rod. It was a $150 rod. The Shimano SLX, which is an awesome, inexpensive bait casting reel. You're going to be able to
$100 reel
for $100 and get a free $100
$100 rod
and get free Power Pro with
and Power
it.
Pro.
Wild.
Yeah, and then you buy a Talica, you buy any of the reels, Tranks, you buy a new Stella SW, you want a Tiagra, all come with free fills of Power Pro from Max Quattro to Holloway's. All of it. It's amazing. If you want a Shimano reel, which you certainly do, you want to buy it at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show and then take it to the Shimano booth.
You will save the most amount of money buying your Shimano reel at this show, guaranteed.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting on the water. Today, our catch report is sponsored by... This is going to be a very busy booth at Long Beach, and that's the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Be sure to see the Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros the Market booth at the Long Beach Show. They're right across from the Let's Talk Hookup booth, and you're going to be able to purchase their smoked fish, jerky, their spices and rubs, and their smoked cheeses, all at very special show prices. Fish Pros the Market and Fisherman's Processing. See them next week at the show to get in on those amazing deals. New location, huge incentives. That is going to be a very, very busy one for sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
All right, well, let's head on with the catch report. Head on up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to our good buddy, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good, man. Good. Hey, back in the swing of things up here this week, man. Gosh, we'd be lying if we didn't say we were excited for that deep stuff to open up again. So we saw some good fishing this week, you know, some excellent fishing. A couple days at the end of the week when we were able to get the boats away from the dock. In fact, yesterday the real fun got out there in the morning and ended up catching their rockfish limits before being blown off the water at noon. So, you know, they left it at 6. We're done by 11:30, 12 because of the weather. So it was a good deal, though. Certainly nice to see. Also, the Fury, they're back and running their overnight stuff. Again, very good fishing for them both Friday and Saturday over at Clemente. Great rockfish both days with piles of whitefish and some nice sheephead in their counts. I think they even had a yellowtail on board yesterday. They caught one of those out there. Big news for us also here on the halibut front. We got a new derby leader, 26-pounder, took the top spot here this last Sunday. So it's been on the top of the board there for a week now. Brian Dancer from Valencia. So it's cool to see some action on the top of the derby leaderboard this time, as opposed to, you know, some of the smaller fish bumping guys at the bottom. So definitely a nice fish, but for sure there's room for an even bigger one. So we're looking forward to riding out the last step portion here of that halibut derby. So gosh, if this weather can just figure itself out, you know, we definitely would approve of that. So we're running all week. You guys want to give us a call here at the landing. Our phone number is 416-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawerf.com. And this month, for the month of March, we're going to use the code Dana, D-A-N-A. That'll save you 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips.
Man, great news about that big halibut too. That's awesome. And
yeah,
it just, you know, we talk about it all the time, but you're never safe on that leaderboard at Dana. It's always changing, and you guys always pull out some big ones every year.
So we're looking forward to some spring action. You know, maybe we'll see a little squid move in and some fish on that. And, who knows? Yeah, we might see an even bigger one here.
I like
sometime
it.
Soon, so.
I like it, Willie. Well, great offer, great incentive to go fishing, save some bucks using the code Dana at checkout. Great fishing going on, and we'll look forward to having another great report here next weekend.
All right, guys. Good luck this coming week. You guys are going to be super busy.
Yeah, you're going to be at Del Mar again, right?
We'll be at Del Mar. Absolutely have our booth there. But you can also see some of our guys wandering around up there in Long Beach.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. All right, Brian. Thanks. We'll miss you, but we'll see you in Del Mar in a few weeks.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
All right.
All right, appreciate that. Let's continue on and jump back into the phones. They are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Bart and talk to John. And why don't we start this one off with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hey, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hello, John. Hello, Bart. I have a question for each of you guys. John, is there a name for the guitar background music on your commercials? And, Bart, in 73 years, which is a heck of a long time, what are some of the biggest changes you've seen in the hunting and fishing industry?
John?
I'll start first. You know, that's a good question.
As well, Bill Corkery, the master production
you'll have,
guy.
You have to ask Bill Corkery. He's the one who actually splices it all together and makes me sound so good, to be honest with you.
He's a wizard.
It's amazing what he does. But you'd have to ask him where he got the background guitar music. It is nice and soothing music.
It
sure
is.
Works.
Perfect.
They're such effective commercials because every time I hear it, I just, you know, you roll your eyes up and like, man, I wish I was at the ranch right now. I wish I was hanging out under a palapa and having a cold Pacifico and going fishing with John. Like, every time he transforms you.
Everybody loves the commercials, you know, and I listen to them, and I've done so many over the years. There's some that I don't even recognize. I'll be, oh, I don't remember that one. So it's really worked for us. And you'll have to ask Senor Corkery about
Bill
that.
Bill Corkery Productions in San Diego.
Yeah, and by the way, yeah, good work. If you ever need any radio work done, Bill Corkery's the man.
Bart?
Well, that's a very interesting question. And so, of course, the obvious answer is in equipment. You know, you've seen, and I used to be a rep in the business before I started working with my dad, and the reels that we used to think were so high-tech, the Lose that I used to represent seem quite simple these days compared to a Corrado and or Tranks. I mean, my goodness, there's no comparison, and the same in the hunting field. But really, the major change that I've seen is that when I was a kid growing up around these shows, it seemed like fishing and outdoor recreation was just assumed to be part of the American way of life. And as I've gotten older, it's become more evident that we have to work harder and harder to preserve what should be a natural evolutionary part of our legacy. And so I've spent more of my time the last 20 years trying to ensure that we can still go fishing. That's why we're so supportive of the Coastal Conservation Association of California. It's not just another name. It's not just another organization to replace other organizations. It's what we need now at this time in our history so that we can still go fishing. The reason we're allowed to catch two bluefin out there right now is partly because of CCA Cal. There was a movement by the environmentalists to completely eliminate bluefin fishing. CCA Cal was a big part of that. There's other
they almost succeeded on that,
yeah,
too,
say,
Bart.
Yes.
It was close.
But
one thing was, while you're on the subject of CCA, if you join or renew your membership at the show, you get in free, and if you buy the special Fred Hall Show package, the $50 package, it's a huge incentive, right?
Well, yeah, the $50 package gets you in free, but it's worth $100. So you're making $50 as soon as you do that, and there's a raffle tickets in there to win prizes worth up to $10,000.
Yes.
So
it's a huge deal.
To me, it's a no-brainer because you should belong to it anyway. If you fish, you should belong to this organization, because all that it is, nobody gets paid in this organization. All we're doing is working, volunteers working hard to try to make sure that we can still fish.
That's
so
right.
Help us.
Yeah.
We need your help. We need your support.
Indeed. Yeah. Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
All right. With that, it's time to roll back into the catch report. Again, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charge. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave for all the information. It'll be right there with you. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
And, of course, Jeff and his lovely wife will be at the show talking fishing and talking Terrafin, and they have always a great show special on Terrafin, too.
And I highly recommend talking to Jeff. He's so easy to approach and such a wizard when it comes
very
to those charts. There's a lot more to Terrafin than just seeing a warm piece of warm water. Like, he'll walk you through how to use it and get the most out of your Terrafin
and take them with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
All right, well, hey, let's continue with that catch report. Talk to Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is. Are you going to be there, Gundy?
Yeah, I think Thursday, Friday are my 2 days.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah, really looking forward.
Where are you hanging out?
Boy, I got to work the room. I got a lot of people I got to see.
Yeah.
So you'll find me where I'm sitting talking.
Hey. Well, make sure Fisherman's Landing is one of those stops.
Yeah, let's all hook up, too.
Yeah, and then Rancho Land Arrow, too, Gundy. Come by and say hi.
I will. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, I know it's a busy day, so let me get through this real quick. You know, a lot of rough weather, but, you know, some little windows, we had some catches. You know, another tough week of the weather. But like I always say, the window fishing, and especially with so much rain this winter, the key is that cleaner water. And because, you know, we've had so many storms, there's a lot of schmeg been washed off. So the fishes are cleaning up a lot quicker, and we're seeing that bounce back. So keep that in mind when you think about fishing. Several legal halibut were reported this week. No big fish, but legal size. Wiley's reported a 24-inch fish taken off Leo Carrillo on a frozen anchovy. Ketchum Tackle had a 30-inch fish off the wedge in Newport on a barred perch pattern. Lucky Crab in Blue Water reported a 26-inch fish taken at Del Mar River mouth on a drop shot fluke. So there are those possibilities. Wiley's held an Uptown Derby last Saturday. Tough to find the cleaner water. The group did hit a bunch of spots is what you have to do, and you find that clean beach, which they did below Point Magoo. 2-pound, 2-ounce fish took top honors, taken on an MF anchovy pattern flash minnow. Most of the fish, pound, 3/4. Again, up and down the coast, find that cleaner water. Those fish haven't been able to feed with tough conditions, so when you find those conditions, boy, they are on the bite. So looking forward, you know, we're gonna have some good fishing soon as this weather straightens out and we're done with our shows, right, gentlemen?
Indeed. Ready for that, Gundy Gunderson. Of course, great articles in Western Out There News and more. Gundy, do great work, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show.
I love doing it, and looking forward to seeing you guys. Have
a
good week.
Thanks, Gundy.
Thanks for the great report.
All right. Well, hey, speaking of great surf fishing, another great advantage of going to the Fred Hall Show is jumping in on those pre-show seminars, including an awesome one with Bill Varnay, Wes Burrow, and Corey Sandin. They're going to be hosting a surf fishing seminar and raffle right at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. Obviously, you know Bill and Corey are expert Southern California surf and bay fishermen. The addition of Cabo San Lucas guide Wes Burrow, he's going to discuss how to target and catch huge fish from the surf. Tickets are very limited, and they're only $30. It's a guaranteed sellout every year, so make sure to check out fredhall.com. Just click on the Long Beach tab so you can learn more information, and you can buy your tickets right online.
Very good. That's a great seminar, right, Bart?
Yeah, and also, that $30 includes light refreshments and entrance to the show.
Wow.
So once you're done with the seminar, you go through a special entrance into the show.
Are there tickets still available?
I believe there's a limited amount. There's two seminars, of course. One Thursday is with Marlon Mead, sponsored by Berkeley on trout fishing, and that one's, I think, close to sold out. And then on Friday, there might be a few left for the Varney one on Friday, and that's sponsored by Don Long.
Yeah.
And the thing is that both the companies sponsoring these, and CCA is a sponsor on Friday, too, that there's a lot of prizes that are going to be given out. Everybody going in there is going to get stuff and in interest to the show. So it's really worthwhile. And these seminars are special because they're They're in depth. They're 2 hours, and you really get to cover the subjects really well.
And cool. You buy your tickets right at fredhall.com.
You have to buy them online. There's no other way to do it. And like I say, they're limited. So once if you can't buy them, that means we've sold them out. So.
Very good. All right. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Tim? Tim's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Tim.
Thanks for taking the call, you guys. A couple quick questions. First of all, I missed out on last week. I guess they had these tickets for Friends of Rollo, but your screen caller said that they got a lot more prizes and things. It was a really good deal. It was like $300 or something, and he said it sold out in an hour or something, but he said there's a bunch of other prizes.
Well, interestingly enough, right. there were the few people that flaked out on us, to be honest
right.
with
yeah.
you. We sold it out in 45 minutes. And
turned away a bunch of people
and
in the
turned
process.
Away a bunch of people
because
it was sold out, and then a few people bailed on their commitment. But there's last I heard there were eight of the Win Rollo's rods left. So if you get there early, go right to the Rollo booth and have a chance at one of those eight tickets that may be left to win Rollo's rod. But Friends of Rollo will have a bunch of great deals, and of course the grand raffle. Is huge. Buy tickets for $10, spin the wheel and win tickets at Rollo, and you can win a trip to Rancho Leonero, among others, and many, many other things. And, of course, all of that money goes to taking kids fishing.
There's a $1,000 shopping spree to Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yeah.
In there.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's a host of prizes. The Rollo thing is a very cool bonus because you're basically in a side raffle. You're buying 25 tickets that go to the grand raffle prize, which you would probably buy anyways. But in addition to that, you get into a special drawing to potentially win one of Captain Rollo's favorite jig sticks, a CalStar 100J.
Oh, that's great. And the other question, can I ask it real quick?
Sure.
Well, I've been watching the news lately, and it looks like the stadium thing's going to go down. Like, they're going to build something in there. So I asked this a couple of years back, but what are they going to do with all that concrete? We can make such a good artificial reef. They could literally put it on a barge and take it right out and dump it off our coast. I know they do it in Florida all over the place with old ships and stuff, but that's just free reefs. You know, I don't know. Does anybody know how to get a horse?
Well, of course, you're talking about San Diego, Qualcomm, or whatever it's called
stadium.
Now.
Yeah, that whole stadium.
They're gonna tear it apart and yeah, you're a good point. Man. And so maybe CCA California will look into that and see what they can do. Hey Tim, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got another hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information with Bart and John. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup. It's on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, this is Chelsea, and it's showtime. The Dana Landing booth at this year's Fred Hall Show is the biggest ever. Actually, we have several factory booths in one. That means tons of selection and savings just for you. Let's start with Maui Jim. Over 300 styles of Maui Jim sunglasses and the Flying Jimmy, including over 60 My Maui Customs and Maui Readers. Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna will be hanging out in the Dana Landing Maui Jim booth Thursday through Sunday. Also, well-known big fish angler Andy Mill will be there Friday and Saturday. Don't forget, Salty Crew and Fishward Clothing will also be in the Dana Landing booth. Come by and talk to the guys and see the latest styles they have to offer. Looking for a new pair of sandals or shoes? Olakai will have over 40 styles for men and women available for you to try on and buy at great prices. Come see me at the Dana Landing booth at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. We will have all the finest sunglasses, shoes, and clothing you need. Don't miss out!
When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic-steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full-color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 Radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.
XEPR es 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time for the spectacular 73rd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 6th to the 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world's largest fishing show, one of the nation's premier boat shows, and a world-class international fishing and hunting travel show. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. Nearly 1,000 booths, acres of boats, over 400 seminars, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, Daiwa Saltwater Tank, Accurate Fishing Main Seminar Stage, Hobie Kayaks Fishing Theater, the 850 Kuma Bass Tank, the Ultimate Air Docks, Coaster's Sporting Chef Cafe, a giant marine electronics section, free dive, scuba dive, off-road, fly fishing, air gun ranges, casting, Hobie Test Rides, Sword Disc, Great American Duck Races, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Support CCA Cal and get in free at the Fred Hall Show, March 6th to the 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.